Good evening and welcome to Jazz Unlimited. My name is Dennis Owsley and I'm here every Sunday night from 9 to midnight. And tonight we're going to be listening to a show called Jazz Giants for September and October. These are musicians who are the ones that are the leaders in the styles and who many players pattern themselves after early in their careers. The first hour will have a number of jazz giants. Jelly Roll Morton, the first important composer in jazz. One of the greatest pianists in jazz, Art Tatum. The first modern bass player, Jimmy Blanton. Milt Jackson, the great vibes player. And Oscar Pettiford, the first bebop bass player. So sit back and relax and enjoy Jazz Giants for September and October following NPR News. I'm Dennis Owsley. Welcome to the first hour of Jazz Unlimited show on Jazz Giants for September and October. We're going to start with the first major composer in jazz, Jelly Roll Morton, who was a pianist and sometimes vocalist. And one of the groups that he had was in 1926-27, which he called his Red Hot Peppers. This is Sidewalk Blues with George Mitchell on cornet, Kid Ory trombone, Omer Simeon, Barney Bigard, and Darnell Howard on clarinet, Morton on piano and voice, Johnny St. Cyr on banjo and voice, John Lindsay on bass, and Andrew Hillary on drums. And it's a 1926 recording.
Hey, get on out of the way. What are you trying to do? Trying to knock the streetcar off the track? You're so dumb, you should belong to the Deaf and Dumb Society.
I'm sorry, boss, but I got the sidewalk blues.
Thank you.
That was the Sidewalk Blues with the Jelly Roll Morton Red Hot Peppers and a kind of a bunch of hokum with sound effects and other things, recorded in 1926. Jelly Roll Morton is heard on piano and was one of the voices on that one. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for being along with me tonight on the Jazz Giants for September and October show. We've got Art Tatum and Duke Ellington with Jimmy Blanton and Clifford Brown and Milt Jackson, our Jazz Giants for this hour coming up. So please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. Now we're going to have two more from Jelly Roll Morton. And this one is a version of King Porter Stomp. It was recorded in 1938 by Alan Lomax. And at the end, Jelly Roll Morton talks about the origins of that. And then we're going to hear him with a group in 1939 doing King Oliver's West End Blues. Sidney DeParis on trumpet, Fred Robinson on trombone, Albert Nicholas clarinet, Happy Caldwell on tenor, Morton on piano, Lawrence Lucy on guitar, Wellman Bro on bass, and Zitty Singleton on drums in 1939. And Caldwell and Lucy are the only ones that are not New Orleans musicians.
United States. You must pardon me for clearing my throat, since I've got to do it occasionally. Of course, I tell you the fact about it. I don't know what the name Stomp mean myself. There really wasn't any meaning, only that people would stamp their feet, and I decided that the name Stomp would be fitted for it. Of course, this tune, I was inspired by the name from a very dear friend of mine and a marvelous pianist now in the cold, cold ground. A gentleman from Florida, an educated gentleman with a wonderful musical education, far much better than mine. Now, this gentleman's name was Mr. King, Porter King.
Set of two things from our jazz giant for September and October, Jelly Roll Morton. He was heard first talking about and playing his composition, King Porter Stomp. He's on piano, of course. And then he did King Oliver's West End Blues in 1939 with an octet, and he was on piano there too. King Porter Stomp was 1938. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for joining me tonight on our Jazz Giant show. We've got Duke Ellington and Jimmy Blanton, Clifford Brown and Sarah Vaughan, and Milt Jackson in this hour, so please stay tuned. And we have a station break now, and we're going to hear first our Jazz Giant Art Tatum, solo piano in 1953, playing Embraceable You. And then the man who changed bass playing forever, Jimmy Blanton, who was discovered here. With Duke Ellington, we'll play Sepia Panorama, and Ellington's on piano, Juan Tizol, valve trombone, Cootie Williams trumpet, Harry Carney baritone, Ben Webster tenor, and Jimmy Blanton on bass. It's a 1940 recording. Thank you. That was a set of two featuring our jazz giants on Jazz Unlimited. The first one was Embraceable You by Art Tatum on piano in 1953. And then Sepia Panorama, the Duke Ellington Orchestra with Juan Diesel on valve trombone, Cootie Williams trumpet, Harry Carney baritone, Ben Webster tenor, and our jazz giant Jimmy Blanton on bass in 1940. We're going to be hearing Mel Jackson, and in the second hour, more Art Tatum, Oscar Pettiford, and we're going to be hearing Clifford Brown, so please stay tuned. Now, we've got a set of three. The first one is a duet between Jimmy Blanton and Duke Ellington in 1940. The tune is Pitter Patter Panther, and then Coco, recorded live at Fargo in North Dakota in 1940. And that tune actually still gives me chills every time I hear it. It's the Ellington Orchestra with Tricky Sam Nanton on trombone and Blanton on bass. And then finally, Clifford Brown. And we will hear him on trumpet with Sarah Vaughan on vocal on You're Not the Kind. And the others are Herbie Mann on flute, Paul Quinichet on tenor, Jimmy Jones piano, Joe Benjamin bass, and Roy Haynes on drums. And our own Ernie Wilkins did the arranging and conducting in 1954. Thank you.
girl like me. I'm just a song and a dance, you're a symphony. I thought that you never would doubt me, but I'm telling you, you'd be much better off without me. You're just the kind of a boy who would always play fair. I'm just the kind of a girl who would never be fair. It's so hard to let you go, but it's only because I know that you're not the kind of a boy for a girl like me.
And that was a set of three featuring our jazz giants. The first one was Pitter Panther Patter with Duke Ellington on piano and our jazz giant Jimmy Blanton on bass in 1940. And then from Fargo, North Dakota in 1940, Duke Ellington's orchestra with Coco, Ellington on piano with Turkey Sam Nanton on trombone and Jimmy Blanton on bass. And listen to how he drives that band. And then finally, You're Not the Kind, Sarah Vaughan on vocal with our jazz giant Clifford Brown, recorded in 1954. We've got Tatum Ellington with Oscar Pettiford, Clifford Brown and Sonny Rollins coming up in the second hour. So please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. We have a station break now, and we're going to take the hour out with two things featuring our jazz giant, Milt Jackson. The first one is Bags of Blues with Ray Charles on piano, jazz giant Oscar Pettiford on bass, Billy Mitchell tenor, and Connie Kay on drums. And then Reunion Blues with Oscar Peterson piano, jazz giant Ray Brown on bass, and Louis Hayes on drums. And that's a 1971 recording. Thank you. I'm Dennis Owsley, and that concludes the first hour of Jazz Giants for September and October on Jazz Unlimited. We heard our jazz giant, Milt Jackson, on Vibes with a couple of groups. The first one is with Ray Charles on piano, Billy Mitchell on tenor, our jazz giant, Oscar Pettiford on bass, and Connie Kay on drums. And the tune was Bags of Blues. Then we heard Reunion Blues with Milt Jackson again on Vibes, Oscar Peterson piano, and jazz giant Ray Brown on bass with Louis Hayes on drums. It's a 1971 recording. Now we've got all kinds of good stuff coming up in the second hour, including Art Tatum and Buddy DeFranco and the Gerald Wilson Orchestra. Coming your way right here on Jazz Unlimited, following the station break.